dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream. Dream.
Dare to dream indeed. This is your host, Debbie Dashinger, and always a pleasure and honor to be with you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be with me, to listen to this live, to listen to the replay, listen to the podcast. This goes out, as you know, ad infinitum to 60 stations and even more podcast sites, aside from the original stations. So many of you around the world that I hear from. Always remember to write. Definitely put your comments, your feedback on the bottom of where you listen to this. I love to read it, and we can get engaged that way. And if there's anything you want me to get to the guest, I certainly can. I always feature the most extraordinary people who give us another piece of wisdom, another piece of heaven here on earth. And as you know, what I do out in the world, well, I'm a media maven. As one branding expert just gave me two nights ago, she said, honey, no, you're a media magician. Really, I work both sides of the mic. I am on radio. I'm also interviewed on radio as a success and media expert. I've written 3 international best-selling books, and I take authors to bestseller status through the bestseller program on mybestsellerbook.com. I also do coaching and strategy and deep intuition work with people who are the spiritual leaders, the messengers, the transformational giants today, who are ready to tweak what they're doing and get massive results in media, on radio, and we work together privately and in workshops. And that's at MediaMasteryRadio.com. So many ways for us to work together. And I also do red carpet interviews and things like that, and I just love it. Love it. I love a challenge. There's got to be a little bit of challenge in my work. And that's just my makeup. But it's interesting. I don't like being afraid, but I actually have to have a little bit element of that. And that always informs me of my capacity and how much bigger it is and how much more limitless it is. So I don't know if you resonate with this. I certainly do, but I notice that I put myself in situations that are very visible and not always very comfortable, but I step into them and it's like, what was I ever so afraid of? This is phenomenal. You know, today I'm going to be bringing on Mae McCarthy, who's here to talk about her new book called The Path to Wealth. And she says that we can all intuit our way to happiness and success. Mae is the CEO of Bizults, Great Bizults. I put the great in there. It's actually Bizults, B-I-Z-Z-U-L-T-Z. It's a 34-plus year serial entrepreneur we're going to have on. She's also an angel investor, author, and philanthropist. And just like Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, and Albert Einstein, Mae says that any of us can learn to rely on intuition to achieve more of what we want in all areas of our life. And Mae is going to share simple daily steps that are going to help all of us to achieve more of our goals. And I'll talk a little bit about goals here at the start. I'll riff off of our guest and off of the Dare to Dream theme. You know, it's interesting because a lot of what I taught early on, I'm also a certified dream coach, was about taking massive action, immediate massive action. And I am at a point in my life where, you know, it's still true. I will still step in. I will still let the universe clearly know what my desires are and what I'm willing to do to achieve them. I am in a place of surrender. I'm learning, I have to predicate by saying I'm learning more and more to surrender, more and more about flow, about letting go, about allowing. And that's big for me. So I'm going to say, yes, take massive and immediate action, and also let go. Let the universe, I mean, how powerful is the universe to create with us, to give us beyond our wildest dreams what we desire? Know yourself. Know yourself. Celebrate you for just being you, a unique creation. Each one of us has been uniquely created by God, and within each of us we have certain special instincts or natural tendencies, strengths, inclinations towards certain things. So when you learn to trust and rightly apply your instinct, that is when your uniqueness is going to shine through. It's all about being different. I tell everybody, stop doing the formula everybody else is doing for marketing, branding, and otherwise. Find your own way of doing things, and you'll know, because really intuition directs us there. Trust that. There, when we're different, when we are our unique self, that's where we have no competition. That's where we're all going to attract those people that absolutely need and love our service and products. And there are ways we can develop to let more of our natural strengths shine through in our business and in our life. Amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. It goes back to exactly who we are, which is quite simple. Here are some tips that I'm going to offer to you. Give away what you most wish to receive. It's like saying service is its own reward, or when I do something for a charity, it's going to give back to me a thousandfold, much more than the people or animals or whatever I'm going to be giving to. Now, you know, visionaries see the impossible as the inevitable. And remember that it generally takes about 10 years for you to become an overnight sensation. So keep doing your work diligently and just trust. You will become the sensation that you are meant to be. Take care of your relationships, and the sales and money will take care of itself. Absolutely everything just about that I have built in my career has been built on the platform of real relationships. Anyone who gets sent to me is from a real relationship and experience. So really having relationships in this present day is so important for business. When you do the difficult things that you've never done, it really awakens the talents you never knew you had. That's that piece I was talking about, being afraid. So that's just another way to say it. But it's about pushing ourselves. We think often, I can only do this much. I've never done that before. How could I possibly do that? I don't know what it looks like, feels like, smells like. I don't even know how to achieve it. And it's okay. That's what the journey is all about. We do those things that we perceive as being difficult. And what we find out is that the talent was actually already there, latent inside of us, waiting to be woken up. Look at your schedule. This one's pretty big because our daily schedule reflects our deepest values. When I go through a day, I've had a lot of computer crisis the past week. It's just been amazing. Talk about surrender. I have to trust that having the Microsoft team on my computer every day, they're taking care of business. I don't need to do anything except surrender and do something else that's not on the computer. So it's going to be resolved, you know, it will be resolved, maybe not in my time. My time would have been it never happened. But I say this because I still had a couple of days where I didn't meditate and I didn't journal. And that really doesn't work for me. My personality, go, 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 really needs the respite, really needs the connection with the all that is. So it's time to look at a schedule and say, where are my values? How much do I value my inner connection and nurturance and hearing wisdom? So I highly recommend you look at your daily schedule. If it's not reflecting your deepest values, make a change. Do something different. So again, I go back to fulfilling your wildest dreams and saying, know yourself. Celebrate you for just being you. It's okay to step out, shine through, and know that people already need and love your services and products. Just be and deliver things in a way that really feels right to you, and the right people will come to you and nurture, nurture, nurture those relationships. As I love to say, we are all waiting for you. Since 1982, our guest today, Mae McCarthy, has been helping start and grow six successful companies as large as $100 million in annual revenues. She's a best-selling author, speaker, university lecturer, and angel investor. Mae serves on business, philanthropic, arts, and university boards. Mae has become successful by implementing spiritual principles into her ventures, and it is her passion to pass her knowledge on to others. She's the author of the best-selling book, The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. And if you want to find out more, go to maemccarthy.com. Mae, welcome. It's so great to have you on Dare to Dream today.
Oh, Debbie, thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure. I am really looking forward to our conversation on the path to wealth because, you know, this is your audience. This is your tribe, very spiritual, transformational, and I think, as you and I both know, that is often the very people who are poor, who are in lack consciousness, and they came here with so many gifts at a great time. So let's talk about that first. The people who will be listening to this, who have such great gifts and talents, are highly spiritual, but really not making the money. What do you want to say to them?
Well, first I would ask them, how are they defining what they want financially? You know, it's interesting in the spiritual world, which I've, you know, been operating in a long time, for a long time, a lot of the different New Thought centers and even religious organizations will tell us to be more vague than we're supposed to be in business. In business, we identify a goal, and we're pretty specific about what it is that we want or something better, and we also are grateful for it. We use some techniques to achieve goals, and what I ask people in the when they say that they've never been able to achieve financial abundance, the first question I have for them is, what's your definition? What is your definition of financial abundance? I have a friend of mine that has a television show, very successful television show, and I mean, talk about a goal magnet. He has been able to achieve anything and everything that he wanted, but he said that he didn't ever experience financial abundance in terms of what my definition is. So I asked him, what's your definition? Have you ever actually defined it? He really hadn't. All he said was, I want enough money to do whatever I need to do when I need to do it. And so guess what? That's all he got, was just enough money to do what he wanted. He never had a big bank account filled with lots of savings and an investment portfolio that is, you know, large. So I asked him to define it, and he finally did. He came up with a definition of what financial abundance would be for him and started following the very simple steps in my book to achieve it. And within 60 days, he had evidence and proof that he was, in fact, being led down a path to achieve the financial abundance that he had defined. So that's what I would do first. And I travel all over the country to different spiritual centers and teach workshops. And the very first question that I have is, if you could wave a magic wand and achieve, you could see yourself in your realized goal, whatever it is, money, finances, health, relationships, use of your skills and talents, recreation, doesn't really matter. But if you were in that achieved goal, you're laying in bed and you're grinning ear to ear, you're so excited because you reached your goal, what happened? Who are you with? What are you experiencing? What is your life like? Where are you? What do you feel? So I ask people to describe their goals as though they're already completed with gratitude.
Let me ask you a question about that. Not everybody is visual. So with questions like that, that often conjure up a vision or an imaginary, you know, beautiful scene that people can viscerally get involved in, are there other ways people can access that if they're not visual people?
Sure. They can read stories about people having the kind of success that they want.
Mm.
They can watch videos of people telling their story about the kind of success that they want. They can make it more real by familiarizing themselves and making welcome into their life the good or the success that they want to achieve. So what may happen as they start following a daily practice that includes being grateful not only for what you have, but what you want as though you already have it, what ends up happening is your subconscious and your intuition go on high alert because it wants you to operate in authenticity. And if you're being grateful for something that you want, but wording it as though you already have it, your subconscious and intuition want to help you to make that statement true. So it's going to illuminate and filter billions of pieces of data that are coming at us every single day and illuminate possibilities for you to take steps as guided by your intuition on a path to achieve your goal. And one of the steps might be to go to an event where lots of people that have the success that you want are gathered. That may be an intuitive lead that you get. I have a friend of mine who's a scientist. She's a brilliant scientist. She makes six figures and loves her work. And one of the things that she really wanted was to be a singer and to be paid for it. So she started writing out that she was so grateful that she was performing in front of audiences who were appreciating her gifts and talents, and she felt fulfilled and satisfied and prospered. And she had some other, you know, colorful language that ended up making it real for her. Well, about 2 months after doing this daily practice, she called me up and said, you know, May, I don't think this is working. I feel like a fraud. I mean, my family and my friends have told me I'm good at singing. I've sing at parties for people that I know, but, you know, I feel kind of fraudulent. This is a big goal. And I said, keep it up, because here's what's happening. We have an opportunity with this kind of repetitive practice to create some new neural pathways. Science has shown that as we do a repetitive behavior and create a new belief, that we create these new neural pathways. So I asked her to keep it up. Even though she felt fraudulent, go ahead and keep it up. So she did for about 6 months. Then she was invited to a party, and at this wonderful fundraising event, she looked over in the corner and saw a trio playing. And one of the members of the trio was a singer. And she looked at this woman, and she kind of compared herself, and she said, you know what? I could do that. Now she believed that it was possible. So all sorts of intuitive messages started coming to her, and she ended up at another event, and it was almost like she had a spotlight on her because a man from across the room walked through the crowd straight up to her and introduced himself. During the course of the conversation, he said that he was charged with putting on a small community event that, and they had a budget for performers. Well, all of a sudden, her gut is almost yelling at her, saying, tell him you're a singer, tell him you're a singer. So she did, and she was invited to audition, and she got her first paid part.
And I love the fact that she was a scientific singer. There's something pretty extraordinary about that, the marriage of both worlds.
And she has, you know, some of the events that she's been singing at now are a little larger, but she doesn't want to give up her day job. She just wanted to do this as a side job and a creative outlet, and she's being paid for it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So what a great illustration. She just kept it up. It didn't have to manifest right away or be stirred within her as a reality right away. It took time. It took what it took until it really felt right, and she could be in alignment with it. That was the truth. She was indeed a singer. And so that's the first step. It's either visualizing, but see yourself and put yourself in places where it's possible what it is that you desire. And
yeah,
what
you
comes
need to
after
make
that?
It welcome.
Make
so,
it welcome.
Well, right. So the first thing that you do, my 7 steps in my book kind of identify a 25 to 30 minute practice in the morning, every morning. And you are partnering with this source of intuition that you all have. And you can name it. And in many of my workshops, people name that partner, that source of intuition. They'll call it a spiritual name. They'll call it a source of intuition. I have an endearing name, which I call it, which is the Chief Spiritual Officer, or CSO. And I did that deliberately because I wanted to make sure that I demonstrated a seriousness about achieving my goals. And that seriousness requires me to set aside time to meet with myself, with this source of intuition, every single morning. And what you'll do is read something for 5 minutes to put you in a receptive mood. Short stories about people having the kind of success that you want to have, about people that are ordinary people achieving success or achieving their goals as a result of a spiritual influence. So that is the first step for about 5 minutes, just to put you in a receptive mood. Then you write out that gratitude letter, and you're writing to your spiritual partner, I am so grateful that I have all these things, and I'm so grateful, thank you so much that I have all these things I want, but you're wording it as though you've already achieved it. And then the next step is to read what you wrote out loud with emotion. And as you read out loud, any school teacher will tell you that it anchors it more fully within you. And what you're also doing is letting your brain know that you're serious about achieving these goals. Because what our brain does is it remembers the times that we've had goals that we didn't achieve and we were disappointed. And it wants to protect us from disappointment. So often if a goal is too large, or larger than we've ever had before, our brain's going to kind of limit what we notice as possibilities because it wants to protect us from disappointment. So as we read this, what we just wrote out loud with emotion, we're essentially telling our brain, you know, you don't need to protect me. I believe I can receive this. I'm not going to be disappointed. Everything's going to be fine. You can stop trying to protect me. And that's what you do daily. And then finally, the fourth step in the morning practice is to spend about 5 minutes imaging, seeing yourself in your completed goal. So you'll pick one or two of your desired goals and see yourself. If you want right relationships with your family, you might see yourself sitting around the dinner table, laughing and enjoying each other's company in a really peaceful environment. If you want greater finances, you might see yourself paying your bills every month and celebrating because you have lots of money left over for entertainment or savings or whatever else you want to do with that money. If it's right work, you might see yourself in a business meeting with coworkers who you really enjoy being with and who are supportive of you and who you feel really appreciated by. But whatever it is that your goal is, if you want good health, you might see yourself in a healthy, physically fit, trim, toned, energetic body, hiking and walking with your friends and family. Whatever your goal is, you'll image that. And this is really powerful. Most Olympic and professional athletes,
yes,
and musicians and
they
even
use it.
Business people, mm-hmm. We use this imaging technique to essentially mentally train ourselves for success. So I highly recommend that the imaging part be done every day as well. So that takes you to 25, 30 minutes in the morning. I usually pat the cat on the head and take off for my shower and get ready for my business day after that. But
wow.
It's really important to set that time aside to meet with yourself and this source of intuition, this all-knowing universal power that can guide and direct you to achieve your goals.
So I know you also suggest that we engage in daily spiritual or inspirational reading. I'm curious,
yeah.
May, what book have you read lately that inspired or changed you? What are you reading right now?
Well, actually, right now I'm reading a book about India. But some of my favorite, I have lots of favorite business books, but the books that I usually recommend to workshop attendees that are just starting out with this practice are a couple of authors. One is an author by the name of Florence Scovel Shinn.
Oh, I love her. My God.
Yes. And The Game of Life.
Yeah.
Right. So that was published in 1925 and was actually my very first metaphysical book given to me by my mother, who was a devout Catholic, when I graduated from high school. So The Game of Life, and then anything by Catherine Ponder, Dynamic Laws of Prosperity.
Mm.
Both of these authors have really short 5-minute sections mm-hmm. that have stories about ordinary people having extraordinary experiences as a result of this divine intelligence, this all-knowing power of the universe, guiding and directing them to achieve what they want. So those are both really great books, and I highly recommend reading, you know, whatever else you want throughout the day and at night. But for this practice, it's really important to just have about 5 minutes of inspirational reading. Some of the other people that I've spoken to read things like the Science of Mind magazine, the daily inspirational readings that are in there. But whatever puts you into a receptive mood will be just fine.
Beautiful. I'm going to check. I know Catherine Ponder's quotes. I've actually never read her book or done an Audible. That might be a nice, fun thing for me to do next. So thank you. It's lovely to know what you're engaged in right now. You call this power divine intelligence or all-knowing power. And I know specifically for that, for you, this is CSO or Chief Spiritual Officer. What is your relationship like with your Chief Spiritual Officer?
Oh, thank you for asking that. My CSO, I really honestly, now first of all, my own personal belief is that there this creative power of the universe has created everything that ever was, is, and will be, and we're part of that. You know, so I'm not, you know, condoning, you know, separation or somebody, you know, a single entity up in the sky that, you know, is controlling the puppet strings. That's not my intention at all. But I do know that when I describe divine intelligence or this all-knowing power of the universe, I often use different characteristic names. I'll call it love or peace or joy or order or power or strength. And so I decided to have a characteristic name that describes the source of intuition, that characteristic. And I wanted to take this partnership very, very seriously. I know that when I rely on this source of intuition, I'm able to be guided and directed in ways that don't make any rational sense at all. So I chose to bring this characteristic of spirit into my business. And I call it the Chief Spiritual Officer or CSO because as a CEO, I surround myself in my C-suite with people whose advice I value. Mm-hmm. I have a Chief Financial Officer, a Chief Operations Officer, a Chief Marketing Officer, a Chief Information Officer, and all of these people are so much smarter than me in regards to the subject matter that they're experts on.
Right.
So I take their advice, and the advice that I value more than any other is this, in fact, infinite intelligence, and which I happen to call the CSO. So I decided to bring it into my C-suite, but instead what I really did was put it at the top of my organizational chart, and all of my employees were like, who's the CSO? Is it a man or a woman? Do we get to meet them? And my response was that this is a symbol. The CSO is a symbol because we're a miracle-making company. We're going to have miracles happen so often that miracles are going to become typicals. And it's just going to be typical for us. So what I want you to do is every single day, watch for things that don't make sense that help you achieve the good that you want. If you have a customer issue, watch for the intuitive thought that flies into your head as a possibility for solving it, or be focused on what you want the outcome to be and see how things line up, and then let me know about it. So I would get text messages, emails, phone calls from all of our employees all over the country celebrating because things were happening that they couldn't explain. And that was because for our benefit and for our customers' benefit and each other and our vendors. It all worked out so beautifully. So the CSO for me is a spiritual partner who I meet with every single day, and the roles and responsibilities go like this. My job, which would be your job, is to figure out what it is that you want and describe it with gratitude as though you've already achieved it. The CSO's job is to create the path for you to get there. And if you're an overachiever, you were probably taught early on in life and in business that you should create a goal and then figure out all the steps
right.
that it takes.
Get the mind involved.
Right. You have to throw
Go
that
to logic.
Away. Throw it away. Throw it away because it's the CSO's job to create the path and then give you one step to take at a time to achieve your goal. You either take the step, or if you're unsure, if you, you know, are fearful or scared, just ask for another lead. Just, CSO, I need another lead. If this is from you and I'm supposed to do this, give me another lead. Give me another sign. And when you do that, you'll get one. But what most of us do, you know, and most of us were trained to do, is something that, has been described by Albert Einstein. He says we have an intuitive mind that's a sacred gift. And we have this rational mind that's a faithful servant. But we in society honor this servant, this rational mind, more than we honor the intuitive mind. And so what happens when we get an intuitive message, when we get a, what I call an intuitive lead or a hit, what ends up happening is we try and rationalize, okay, if I take that step, what could be the possible outcomes? Is there a better way to handle that? We want to analyze it, measure it, collect advice from our friends and from subject matter experts before we ever make a decision. And our rational mind talks us out of actually following intuition. That's what Albert Einstein was trying to explain. And my position is that if you start to honor this intuitive mind more and follow the steps that you're led to take, you're going to be able to reach your goal, turn around, look at the path that you were led on, and you'll just shake your head and giggle because you would have never, ever dreamed up those steps in order to achieve your goal. And I can give you a really short example of that. I travel about 150 to 200,000 miles a year, and mostly domestic. And so I have my routine down where I land at the airport, I get my bags, I go to the rent-a-car counter, and then drive to my hotel, and I drop off my bags. Then I go to the closest grocery store to pick up water, protein shakes, and supplies that I need for my stay.
We could travel well together. I do the same.
Right. So I'm in the car ready to go to the grocery store, and I get this intuitive thought that flies into my head that's saying, go to a grocery store 15 minutes away.
Mm.
Now my rational mind kicks in and says, may. It's 9 o'clock at night in Cleveland. You shouldn't be driving an extra 20 minutes. I mean, your appointment is tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, which is really 5 o'clock in the morning Seattle time, and you'll be too tired. Just go to the grocery store that's 5 minutes away. But instead of following that rational mind,
wow.
I figuratively stomp my foot and say, stop. See, so if I'm supposed to go to that at the grocery store, you know, I need another lead. So this intuitive mind shows up and says, well, yeah, it's 9 o'clock at night, but it's only 6 o'clock in Seattle. It's too early for you to go to sleep. And who knows, maybe everything you want at that other store will be on sale. So I made the drive. And as I'm walking into the grocery store, who should be walking out at exactly the same time but a potential customer that I met 6 months before at a trade show,
oh, wow.
who represented a very large health system, and he was not returning any of my phone calls or my emails.
So I flew to Cleveland and went to a grocery store just to meet you. You can't avoid May.
Exactly. So we strike up a conversation, and I'm invited to come make a presentation to his group before I leave Cleveland. Well, that presentation led to another presentation and another presentation, and we were awarded a contract worth over $500,000.
Girl, listen to you. Okay, well, folks, if you needed proof for your life, tune in to Radio Intuitive Mind today and just listen and pay attention and do what you are guided to do. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show at debbiedashinger.com, that's DACHINGER.com, or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads at debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads at debbiedashinger.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and International Bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream Radio. I'm speaking with Mae McCarthy, businesswoman and author of The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. You can find out more at maemccarthy.com. Mae, I want to talk about goal setting with gratitude. What is setting goals with gratitude?
Well, I think that all of us have been told how to set goals. And what I ask people to do is describe their goal as though it's already complete with gratitude. And gratitude has a really wonderful effect on your brain. When you're grateful and you have a positive emotion going on, what ends up happening is that front part of your brain lights up. And lots of brain research, including at Cambridge University, has proven that when you've lit that front part of your brain up, you're able to focus and see more possibilities easier. So when you describe something that you want as though it's already complete with gratitude, you're able to see more possibilities to make that true. And also, you have enabled your subconscious and your intuition to perk up and show up more often in more obvious ways to guide you and direct you along the path that it creates to achieve your goal. Do you remember the last time you bought a car?
I do.
Okay. And
my Mini Cooper.
Oh, cool. A lot of people, when they're getting ready to buy a car or a really big purchase, what they'll do is, you know, they'll investigate the models, they'll research, they'll go down to the dealers, they look at different brands, and they test drive them, they think about it, they talk to their friends about it, and they really get quite involved in this decision. Once they've narrowed it down to one or two models, almost the same thing happens to everyone. They start to see that car driving around on the road everywhere. They never noticed that car before. Before it became part of something
that they were working
towards, mm-hmm. they never noticed it. And this is how your subconscious and intuition can help you. Mm. When you describe something that you want as though you've already achieved it, your subconscious and intuition want to help you make that statement true. So out of all the cars on the road, it starts to illuminate and bring to your notice these cars that are in your goal.
And do we have to speak our gratitude out loud? Is that a recommended practice, or can it be done in other ways?
I think writing and speaking and feeling. Your words, thoughts, and emotion really create the reality that you're living in today. There's no doubt. I have a number of friends, especially at the beginning of the year when they create resolutions or goals for the year. Many of them will have the goal, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds or something like that. And I ask them to look at that goal. I want to lose 10 pounds or I want to get out of debt. Mm-hmm. If you know the power of your subconscious and intuition to guide you and direct you to make those statements true, then the key operating words in those statements are, I want to lose, or I want to get. That means that in order to make that statement true, you always have to be in a state of wanting. You never actually achieve it.
Right. And the etymology of the word want is lack.
Yeah. So what you would do is say, I'm so grateful that I am physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, in a pain-free body that's easily able to go on walks and hikes with my family and friends, and we have such a great time. Or, I'm so grateful that I'm financially free. I have all of the money coming to me, a minimum of X number of dollars per month or per year, to easily afford all my living and giving and entertainment expenses and more. See the difference?
I do. Absolutely, yes. And shortcuts to success, what do you recommend? What are people not doing that if they would only do this, you know they would succeed?
Stop talking about what they don't want. Because whether you're talking about what you don't want or whether you're talking about what you want, the same process happens. Your subconscious and intuition are going to show you evidence to make those statements true.
Okay, we're focused now on what we do want, what we desire. We won't even use the word want. What we desire, what our targets are and our aims. And for you, you're such a big creator, May. Demonstration of good shows up in your personal or professional life. What kind of celebration do you have? What are some of the things you've done to celebrate most recently?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. That's actually one of the steps, is when you get an intuitive lead and you take a step along a path towards your goal, I ask people to celebrate and, of course, to write it down as well, to note the demonstration. When you celebrate that this partnership with the infinite is working, when you get an intuitive message like me taking a drive to a grocery store across town or stopping by my sister's office because I achieved another goal through a series of steps after that. But when you take a step and you celebrate, you need to have a celebration partner. We have a private Facebook group that we all serve as celebration partners, but my celebration partners personally include a sister, a brother, and a husband. And so when something good happens, we'll text the word celebrate to each other.
Oh,
and
I love that.
As soon as time allows and our schedule allows, we get together on the phone or by Skype, mm-hmm. and we celebrate. We jump up and down and we hoot and holler, and then you just write down in a little journal that you keep in your backpack or your purse or briefcase or in your desk drawer, but write down, you know, got a lead to take a step and go to a grocery store or to call a friend. One of my other people that I know that's a spiritual leader wanted to have a really sound retirement program. What they had wasn't terrific, and they really wanted a sound one. And so she was writing this down as a goal, and she got this thought to call someone that she hadn't called in 15 years. You know, she hadn't talked to this person in a really long time, and she felt a little scared about, you know, just all of a sudden calling her. But she did, because she knew that that was an intuitive message. And she celebrated that she thought of this woman. So she called her, and during the course of the conversation, it was a little awkward. She said, you know, I'm sorry, I haven't been in touch in a long time, but I'm following a new prosperity program, and you came to mind, and I'm told that when that happens, I need to reach out. So they laughed, and as the course of the conversation took its course, what she learned was that my friend wanted to put a retirement program together. And she said, you're kidding me. I have just assembled this group of high finance women. We meet on a monthly basis, and here are all the things that we discuss. We would love to have you in our group. So she got into the group, met a whole new group of friends that are absolutely brilliant. We're talking vice presidents of finance, CFOs, brilliant women, made new friends, and got tens of thousands of dollars worth of free advice to put together a very sound retirement plan. So that's how it works. Yeah, yep. So you celebrate with someone. So pick somebody that really, really is a champion for you, and them know that you want to celebrate with them when something good happens, and for them to celebrate with you when something good happens for you.
You know, when my first book hit international bestseller, I had a friend who's a very high-functioning business coach in Canada by the name of Dave, and he insisted at the end of the night of my launch, when I had hit, get on Skype with he and his wife, and they were sitting there with a bottle of wine and glasses, and they hung out with me and my guy, and we just had a party together over Skype.
How
fun.
Very
memorable. Yes. You know, I've never forgotten that. Actually, that moment taught me, because truthfully, back then, I was such an enormous overachiever, on to the next thing. And he really taught me to just sit and allow someone to celebrate me and allow me to share an amazing moment with somebody. Celebrating brings in even more things to celebrate. So
absolutely.
Now everybody think about using your intuitive mind today and what ways you're going to celebrate the things you've created, even if it's just listening to the intuitive mind today. Well, if you want to follow me on Twitter, go to @DebbieDashinger. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with May about forgiveness. What does forgiveness have to do with all of this and prosperity? We're going to find out. Stay right there. I will be back.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@DebbieDashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@DebbieDashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@DebbieDashinger.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Well, we're back with more. This is Debbie. I'm interviewing Mae McCarthy, and I know, Mae, that you recommend in your book doing forgiveness work. How does forgiveness help our business specifically?
Well, what I call this part of the process, this is the seventh step, and it happens right before you go to sleep at night. You might brush your teeth, wash your face, and get ready to for bed. The very last thing that you do right before you go to sleep is you give forth anything that is not serving you but it's taking up room within you. I want you to imagine that your body, yourself, is like a bottle of water. If it's completely filled up, how can more water be put into that bottle? So what we have to do is give forth anything that's taking up room within us that could be replaced with the good things that we want. So I ask people to recite you can call it a prayer, you can call it a paragraph, but to recite this mantra at night right before they go to sleep, which says, I am now giving forth anything against anyone or any situation. I'm giving that forth in order to make room for more of my good.
So say that again. I am now giving forth.
Well, I'll read it to you. So I say, thank you so much for a great day. If there's anyone or anything from my past or present that I need to forgive, I now do so. I love them, I bless them, I forgive them and release them into your care for you to work in and through them in whatever way is best. And if there's anyone in my past or present, including myself, that needs to forgive me, they now do so, and we are all free to experience our highest and greatest good. Good night, and then you go to sleep. So what will happen when you do that is whether you believe it or not is insignificant. It still will work. It will still make room within you to receive more of your good. What might happen, however, is if there's, someone or something that really needs to have some additional forgiveness work done, it might show up. And a great example of this, I had a woman that's a business owner. She's a brilliant, brilliant business owner. And she came in to one of my workshops the second week. So it was a 3-week workshop. And she said, I have a bone to pick with you. That darn forgiveness prayer has just really done a number on me. And I smiled and said, well, can you tell me more? And she said, yeah, I had an email from a former employee who used to work for me a long time ago, and he had done tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage in my company, wow, didn't apologize, and then quit.
Oh, boy.
And so he sent me an email congratulating me on an award and of my new book, and the hair on the back of my neck went up, and I got all tense, and I'm completely consumed with thoughts of him since that email. I can't get it to stop. It's like this out-of-control record that's going around in my head. And so I said, well, clearly, you need to do a little more forgiveness work. So I gave her a really simple mantra. And any time that man or any situation that you feel tense or upset about, anytime that happens, you just simply say, I bless you, I forgive you, I release you. Over and over and over again, I bless you, I forgive you, I release you, until they are no longer a thought in your mind. Because your spoken word will always take control of your thoughts. It will always win. So she did that. She had to do about 5,000 times the first day and about 4,990 the second day. But it got less and less every day. And so later, as it became less and less, she started to have thoughts like, wow, I wonder what this guy's life has been like. And she Googled him and looked it up and found that he hadn't had a very good life. He had job hopped every year. And then she thought, well, wow, I wonder if he was trying to make amends and say he was sorry. She still didn't want to see him. I bless you. I forgive you. I release you. But it got to the point where she wasn't emotionally riled up anymore. Mm-hmm. And he had safe passage through her mind. Right when that happened, she got a call from a former customer. Now, her goal that she'd been writing down was that she have a minimum of an additional unexpected $10,000 in revenue over and beyond what they had budgeted and forecasted for income that month.
Uh-huh.
So here comes this customer who calls up and says, we'd like to re-engage with your company, and we're going to send you $10,000 in advance. Well, in her business, no one pays her in advance. They always pay her 60 to 90 days after the service is done. Mm-hmm. So to have someone give her $10,000 in advance was a huge sign that this partnership was working. And
it's
she
like
made
financial
room.
Plumbing. You know, you call in the CSO to plumb and to clear out the obstruction through the forgiveness work. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
How one thing that is seemingly unrelated actually can impact the other.
Right. So when you're making room to receive more of your good, it the chance of it showing up sooner definitely happens. And a really great test for this is to remember the last time that you were really upset, either angry or worried or you know, the last time that you were really, really consumed with a tense feeling. If anybody came up to you and started to try and have a conversation with you at that moment, you wouldn't hear them. You wouldn't, because you're all consumed with this anger or pain or worry that's flying around in your head. Well, the same is true in this goal attainment practice. If you're riled up with unforgiving feelings or thoughts or emotions, you can't hear your spiritual partner give you guidance and direction to achieve your good. So giving forth anything that's taking up room that's not serving you is a really valuable part of this practice.
Forgiveness, who do you need to forgive, including yourself today and others? And can you get started on that? And can you do the practice before you go to sleep? Of course you can. Why don't you try it and write and let us know how May's process works for you. We will be back with more in just a minute about the path to wealth on Dare to Dream Radio. Stay with us.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics' Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
MediaMasteryRadio.com transforms your business using radio publicity for big results. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Clients receive promotion and recognition through radio appearances. Clients learn what their message is and how to properly share what they do with the world. Accomplishing a valuable business is the result of being media savvy with systems in place. Booking radio appearances with fun and ease is possible. Learn more at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Well, if you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing the very successful Mae McCarthy, who has co-founded and grown six successful companies over her 30-year career. And her financial success and freedom, she says, is due to the principles she shares in her new book called The Path to Wealth. Well, we're here at the end, Mae. What is the most important thing you've learned this year?
The most important thing that I have learned this year is to really value the opportunities that I have to see so many different faces and so many different expressions of the divine.
This is Dare to Dream. What are you next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
You know, good question. I have a plan to work more intently with young, and I don't mean age-wise, but young companies, in particular young biotech and biomedical and healthcare companies that are really coming up with some very innovative and powerful treatment options for people's health, whether it's macular degeneration or pediatricians that are wanting to have tools to evaluate children's sickness and treat them. But those kinds of companies showing up for me to assist not only with my money, but also with my experience, that's what I would like to do more of this year.
Fantastic. You created so much. I look forward to seeing you out there and all the next things you're going to be taking on and creating magic around. Thank you, Mae, so much for coming on Dare to Dream and inspiring us today.
Debbie, thank you very much. Bless you.
Find out more about her at maemccarthy.com. And I end today's show with this quote from Andrew Horton. Create a set of great personal values and surround yourself with the right people that can form your support system. Have an optimistic spirit and develop a strong purpose that you completely believe in, and everything you can imagine is possible for you. Remember to share this show with those who will grow and love and be inspired by it. The secret to success is starting in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Forget, life is in my hands, and I can change.